Hi, RJ.
Yes.
Hi, this is Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff. Is this a good time to chat?
Can you hold on just one second for me? Yeah, September 10th, we actually have two golf tournaments. They're end of year ones for our golf leagues. We have about 140 people there. Shotgunning at 10 o'clock. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I actually haven't heard much about that course this year. Well, let me know if you want to book something for next year. You know, if we could. September is very difficult for us because of all of our league's year ends. All their tournaments are right at the end of the year, and like I'm just looking at September. Keep in mind Sundays too. They changed the liquor law now to where we can actually serve at 10 a.m. on Sundays. So that makes Sundays a little more attractive for golf tournaments. Actually, every Saturday and Sunday from there on our books. We could probably fit the 25th of something, which is a Sunday. We have a 40 people shotgun going out to 10 a.m. We could probably work that in. But, yeah. Thank you. All right. Hi. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Okay, so is this a good time to kind of chat a little bit?
It is. It
okay,
is.
Great.
I just got a random call about booking a golf tournament.
No, it's no problem. Okay. So I see you filled out a web registration and you were interested in both working capital and equipment financing.
Yep.
So let me just confirm some info from you and then, you know, I'll answer any questions that you have. Okay.
Okay.
Company name is RJ Graham Golf INC.
Correct.
And is that your DBA as well?
Pretty much. There's not an official DBA, but it's Tanner Valley Golf Course is what. Golf is what the business is, but it's everything's under the name of RJ Graham Golf Inc.
Okay. And structure of the business?
It's a golf course. It's an S corporation.
S corp. Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
The golf course has been here since '67. I just bought it a year ago.
Okay, so
I formed my company like probably 3 years ago now, just to start. It was like a 2-year process of buying the golf course to the bank, going through all that nonsense with the banks. And, you know, so the business was formed and everything was bought through that name.
Okay. So you started this company 2 years ago or 3 years ago?
3 years ago, yeah. Nothing happened really until, you know, the golf course was purchased, but it was formed 3 years ago.
Okay.
I want to say it was formed in December of 13.
Okay. And the address I have here is 4040 Tanner Road in
Syracuse. That's the physical address of the golf course. The business address where I get most of my mail and everything that's on the corporation files is a different address.
Okay. What's the address for the billing, like the actual billing business address?
So that'd be 1938
mm-hmm.
US Route 11.
Route 11.
Tully, New York.
What was that again?
Tully, T-U-L-L-Y.
Okay.
It's 13159.
13159.
And that was just made it a lot easier for, that's basically my house. It just made a life a lot easier with all the mail forwarding stuff from the previous owners, because I just had all my mail sent there and it did get goofed up.
Okay, okay. And your number, company phone number is 315-430-3753?
Actually, I give you a spare phone number that's in my desk drawer. The golf, I don't like getting phone numbers or any phone calls for anything financial at the golf course itself.
Uh-huh.
I use for everything. That's the 607 number.
Okay, so this number is the best one.
The other number is literally a phone I have sitting in my desk for an employee.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, an email is rj@rjgramgolf.com.
Correct.
Okay, great. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so we have, you know, a lot of different programs over here, depending on your specific needs. So why don't you kind of just, you know, tell me what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Okay, so I'm basically looking for some money. Since I just bought the course, there's some things I've been doing to upgrade it. So, you know, there's a little addition I'd like to put on, and there's some other things. And most of these things I've already paid for, and I just kind of like to get money back in my bank account for it.
Okay.
They're not normal business expenditures. There's some equipment I need to grab, some little pieces here and there. You know, I've got to get a new oven range for the kitchen area. You know, I'd like to put a deck out back. There's a few little projects I'd like to get done before the end of the year. That I'm looking for some money for. Like some of them I've already started. But.
Okay, so for equipment, let's kind of go, you know, one by one. I know you said an oven range, correct?
Yep.
Okay, how much would that be?
It's about $4,000.
About $4,000, okay. And is this new or used?
Used. It's like a $15,000 unit.
Okay. And, do you have a vendor or a quote picked out for this yet?
It's Kamars. I've already put a down payment on it. But no, he doesn't really give me a quote. I just went up and looked at it and set it aside. Gave a down payment on it. I mean, he could probably get me one if he needed it.
Yeah, just so we kind of know, you know, how much it is. Okay, so the oven range, and then what's the next piece?
It's a Toro 4700D Roughmore.
Okay, and how much is that?
$15,000.
And is that new or used?
Used.
And do you have a quote for that?
I can get one for you.
Okay, so you can get quotes on both. Yes. And is there any other things that fall under equipment-wise?
Let me think. Not big enough right now, no.
Okay, so just these two main things.
Yep.
Okay. And for the capital?
One of the things I'd like to pay, I have to pay off some investors. I don't know how you want to word that. Basically, I had some investors that helped me get started, and I'd like to pay them back so I could get all that stuff cleared to the user just to get one payment and then deal with that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. How much would you be looking for?
About 85 to 90,000.
85.
Probably 90,000.
Okay. So pay off investors. And is that it, or would you be using it for, you said, other additions and things like that?
That's for that. I would like another, I'd like to do some work. I'd like to put a deck out back that's going to cost about $10,000. I'd like to put some work into my irrigation system on a course, which is going to be about $25,000.
Okay.
But those things, I don't really have quotes because I'd be doing that stuff myself, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not like if I had to get a quote and have somebody come to do it, it would cost me substantially more than just having my own guys do it.
Yeah, okay, makes sense. And are those two, the deck out back and the irrigation system, is that included in the $90,000, or is that the $90,000 just for the investors?
Those are a discount. The $90,000 is just to pay off investors.
Okay. And priority-wise, you know, what What's something you need, you know, like if you had to list them in priority?
The 90,000 would be the first priority.
Okay. And how soon do you need the oven range and the...
The sooner the better. But like I said, the oven range will be ready. Both of them are ready for me to get now. The oven range probably actually about a week from now. The guy's just going through and refurbing it. He warns he's the stuff once he goes all the way through it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'd like to get them sooner than later.
Okay, so just, as soon as you can. Is that the same with the capital? Just...
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And, okay, what were your gross annual sales last year?
Last year, I had to look them up real quick. I want to say they were between 550 and 600,000.
Okay. And how does it look this year?
A little bit ahead of that.
A little bit. Okay.
So if you look at my tax return from last year, it's going to look less than that, actually, because I got here in June. It actually started officially July 1st. So it only shows 6 months of it, but I could show you I have all sorts of, everything is on IBM Cognos and QuickBooks and stuff. I could show you all the, we've taken in about $600,000 since I've been here.
Okay. And, and you said you're 100% owner, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any other, working capital loans out right now?
I when I first financed, it's built on my mortgage. There's a little bit of working capital built into my mortgage.
Oh, okay.
And I did a little Swift Capital thing last year, going in the winter for $25,000 that I paid weekly on.
Okay, you're paying that now?
Yeah.
You said that was 25?
Yeah, I'm a little over halfway through it.
Okay, and is that, what was the total payback on that?
28 and change, I want to say.
8. Okay, and do you make daily payments, are they weekly, or?
Weekly.
They're weekly, how much are they?
630, something like 637.
Okay. 25, 28. And how long, what was the total term for it?
It was just a 1 year. Nope.
1 year. And you said you had how much longer?
I'm a little over halfway through it.
Halfway.
It's actually one of the things I want to pay off.
Okay. So for our working capital, we can generally take about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales.
Okay, so it's fairly close.
Yeah. So, we'll get as much as we can there. What we'll do with working capital is qualify you for, the largest amount possible with the longest term possible, and then kind of work backwards with you from there, and you can pick, how much you want to take and how long.
Okay.
Okay.
How do you do your payment structure? I'm sure that's probably where you're getting to.
Yes. So for working capital, we have, daily and weekly and monthly options available. We'll present all those options to you when we get, everything back and everything, calculated and everything. Term-wise, they're usually between 3 months to 3 years. But for new customers, they fall usually around the two-year range.
Okay. So I was talking to these guys at Swift, and they don't do anything longer than a year. I really hated the number I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 to 3 years is where I was hoping to get a better number.
Yeah. For first-time customers, we're usually looking at about 2 years.
Okay.
Come halfway through it, if you wanted to, refinance, then we can get you more money for a longer time.
Okay.
And working capital usually starts at about 10 cents on the dollar. For equipment financing, those are longer. Those are 2 to 5 years.
Okay.
And they're more traditional, so it's going to be monthly payments. And like I said, they're longer terms.
Okay.
And those usually start in the mid-single digits.
I give you the quotes and you just deposit it to me and then I send the checks where they have to go?
We can, but we would probably prefer if we can just pay them, if that's an option as well.
Okay. It's true. I can usually always just do a little bit better than what their quotes say, you know what I mean? Usually
yeah.
You just go with some cash and you can talk them down and save some money.
Okay. Yeah, that's something we can work with. What does your credit look like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I'd say it's like a 690 or 700, somewhere in there.
Okay. So it's pretty good. It's better than the national average.
It hit pretty hard when I bought this place.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff started going on my first, because I had to personally guarantee everything.
Yeah, I bet.
In a new business, so it took a little hit.
Yeah. How did you get in the industry?
Long story short, I went to college for turf management because my dad wanted to build a golf course, so we built a golf course. And then I continued going for business and professional golf management and moved to Illinois for a couple of years and did the whole golf pro thing and came back up here and wanted to buy my own golf course. So I figured out a way to get it done.
Oh, wow. Okay, so your dad started it?
He has his own golf course that I built with him, but it's, working with family and businesses, it's difficult, so.
Yeah.
Kind of help him out when I can and do my own thing.
Oh, okay. And you said this particular golf course has been around since 1938, and then 1967.
Yeah, it's like 63 or 67. Yeah.
Okay, and then you bought it.
Yep.
Okay, so for both the equipment financing and the working capital, each of them is a one-page application.
Okay.
And I would need 6 months of bank statements.
Okay.
Your tax return.
Okay.
And
I was not going to look as good, and it will also still show my ex-wife as part owner, but she's no longer on it. Because of the tax return is only a 6 month return.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was only there 6 months. And then of course we put so much money into it when we first got here, so it shows a significant loss of like $60,000. But when we first got here, there were some immediate upgrades that had to happen.
Yeah.
So it looks funny, you know, being that there's so much outgo the first 6 months. I mean, this tax return's gonna look very different this year, obviously. But weird how we came in the first year and paid all the application fees and all the initial stuff up front, all the deposits on all the everything. It was plus a lot of work running the golf course right from the get-go. I was heads up on that.
Okay, that's no problem. If we need any other clarification, I'll let you know from there. And then do you guys take credit cards for payments?
We do.
Yes. Okay, so your most recent 4 months of merchant statements.
How can I show you those easiest? It's all through a point. I think it's really pull a report up. It's all through a point of sale system, which is called CSNAP, and they do all the credit card processing. So I should be able to pull up a report on that and send that to you.
Yeah, that's no problem. I'll email you a list of the things we need. So don't worry about trying to remember that right now. Okay. So have you looked into any other financing for these particular projects?
No, like I said, I got a hold of Swift Capital to see how much they could get me in. They were going to give me like $60,000, but it was going to be a one-year repayment term, and I didn't really like how the numbers looked.
Okay. When did you apply with them? Was it just kind of like a refinance thing?
It was just that they said you're over halfway through your repayment terms. If you want to look at getting more money, you know, send us your recent statements, and that's what I did, and I came back with some numbers, and they were like I said, it was probably just a couple weeks ago.
Okay, but they don't do any more than a year.
Correct.
Okay.
Like I said, some of the stuff I was looking for money for is equipment, so it would have, you know, I'd rather pay for equipment over like a 3 or 4 year term.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah, and do they do equipment over there, or is it just capital?
They just do working capital, from what I understand.
Oh, okay. So
what I was frustrated with, they said the same thing that you just said. Like, at the beginning, we only do a one-year loan, and after you re-up it, you can always go longer. And now they're like, no, we don't go any longer than a year.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, here, you know, once you're same kind of idea, but we actually will do it longer, not just not just a year. So, you know, that's, you know, and it works out, you know, like I said, we have equipment financing and capital, so we can kind of open both of those, you know, up to you. What would be your return on investment for this?
My return on investment? Well, that's kind of complicated.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start with equipment, you know, equipment-wise. How much would you be able to make off of those two pieces once they're in?
Well, like I said, the kitchen is more of just something that has to be replaced because it needs to go. I mean, we do, $60,000 a year worth of food sales. So without that, that would be difficult to do those sales. The mower is something that, again, that would probably save me 4 hours of labor a week times 26 weeks. So let's say 100 hours of labor saved me $1,000 at least. I'm sorry, let's get to that math wrong. Yeah, it saved me, you know, it would save me money in hours, but it's not initially, you know, it's just a better quality of cup all we have. So, you know, you would think of making a golf course look nicer and customers being happier and more customers, but it's hard to kind of pinpoint that.
Yeah.
Or figure how much that's going to, you know, return on investment.
Yeah, no, I know. And then for, you know, paying off the investors that you have now.
Well, that would save me some cash flow, basically. You know, that's being able to pay them off now and stretch that out a little bit versus coughing up money right now and the different payment terms. I mean, that would save me, depending on what your payment structure looks like, I can tell you how much that's going to save me.
Okay, how much are you paying, how much are you paying a month for the investors?
Right now, I pay, I can think of a couple different ones. It's not all monthly either. Half the time, it's one lump payment each year. A couple ones are monthly. But I'm probably paying about $30,000 a year worth of payments to them.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, you know, so and then they kind of change and evolve. You know, the way we've got our deals worked out is a big change and evolving, you know, a little bit more next year and then a little bit more and then pay off. So it's basically paying all that. Most of that money's all coming to you. This is basically what happened. Like I said, it was a 2-year deal. So they're going through all the banks. So that money, I've had that money that did nothing for about 2 years, and we had basically a 3-year deal. So most of that money's all coming to you right now in the next few months.
Okay.
That's basically what I mean. You know, they're willing to do it for, you know, 3 years, and in my head I'm thinking that should be no problem at all because, you know, can't take that long to buy a golf course, and that took 2 years to buy a golf course. So, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. And the capital, is it the only thing you would be using it for, is to pay off those investors, or would it be used towards?
I did. It's just some I'd like to have padding in my bank account for things to pop up because I'm, you know.
Okay, so just for some operational cash.
Anytime I borrow money and I have a new payment, I like to have a little bit of extra money in my account just in case, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so just having that operational cash.
Okay.
Okay, so I will send you an email with everything we need and both applications. Like I said, they're pretty short. They're both only one page each, so...
Can I ask you another question?
Yes, go for it.
Let's say there's some piece of equipment that I already own that I've already paid cash for that have no lien on them. Would it be helpful to use those as collateral and, like, say, an equipment loan type of thing and keep knock payments down a little bit versus the working capital?
That's not something we normally work with. You know, for our equipment financing, we usually, you know, it goes the same way as the working capital. We're going to get you, you know, the absolute, you know, best term and lowest payment that we can.
Okay.
So we're not trying to...
The working capital, if you only do 2 years, but you go longer than out of equipment, and let's say I have, you know, $20,000 worth of equipment that I already own and there's no lien on it, you know, that would help that out at all.
Yeah, we can definitely look at it. We can definitely look into that. Okay, so the email, again, the best email is rj@rjgrahamgolf.com.
Correct.
Okay. And for these, you know, the 6 months of bank statements and tax return and all that. And you said on your tax return it shows your...
Ex-wife.
Ex-wife, right? Do you have anything showing that she's no longer...
I'd probably have to get a hold of my lawyer and get him to send something over. I could have her easily sign something and send it to you if you want, though.
Okay, that's fine. We'll look into it, and then if it's something that comes up, you know, I'll just...
Okay. What's but what they didn't... Honestly, they never even asked.
Yeah.
They never asked for a tax return either, so...
Okay, so, like I said, so these couple of documents, when do you think you'd be able to get them into me?
As soon as you give me a list, I can probably get to everything by tomorrow morning.
Okay, tomorrow morning.
I can get you all the bank statements for, like, in 5 minutes.
Okay. And then,
Actually, I have the tax return safe, too. I have that on my computer. I can easily get the tax statements. You know, and then depending on what you need from my ex-wife about that, because the corporate books are still with my lawyer, and he was going to go through and...
We'll hold off on that, and then if it comes up, then we can circle back and grab it.
I actually think he's still waiting for the letter of judgment back saying that she's out, but I could show you my divorce papers where it says she'll be removed from the doctor. I actually have those, so she's removed from the business.
Okay, yeah, like I said, if it comes up, we'll circle back and grab it. If not, then don't worry about it just yet. And then the merchant statements as well.
Okay, I can get you probably all those today, no problem.
Okay, sounds good. And, you know, we'll once you get everything into me, mm-hmm. I'll get it all submitted fairly quickly, and we should have some answers for you within, you know, 48 hours.
Okay.
Okay, so when's a good time to follow up with you?
If you call this number, you should be good the rest of the day.
Okay.
I mean, mornings are always best. It's not going to be today. It's going to be 48 hours from now. 10 o'clock seems to always be a good time.
Okay, so if I don't hear anything from you, say, by tomorrow, then just go ahead and give you a call on this number?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep. Okay.
But, yeah, if you can send me the email first, go ahead and email it. I'll send everything back to you in the next, you know, half hour or hour.
All right. Sounds good, RJ. Okay. So I'll go ahead and send that over right now then.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.